Imagine watching a group of children play their parts in the Christmas story. But somebody stands up, points the finger at the three wise men, and says, "You're not supposed to be there." Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, sounds like we're talking about a bit of Scrooge here.
Joe, and I hope no one would choose this moment to burst the bubble, but the fact is the culture has fused two separate incidents together. First, the three wise men were probably a lot more than three in number, although they brought three gifts. If you were truly wise at that time, you'd bring others with you carrying this kind of treasure.
But that doesn't mean we need to create more room on the stage, does it?
We should be able to create more space, because the second thing is, the wise men, they don't arrive for a while. They made a long journey from the east, and scholars, they don't agree on the exact age Jesus was, but he was a toddler by the time they arrived. He's no longer in a stable, the family are in a house. The word used to describe him relates to a child, a small child, not an infant. And remember, Herod tried to get rid of him by ordering the killing of all boys in Bethlehem 2 years and under.
Now, the story of the wise men, though, is still powerful, and it's become part of the Christmas tradition. But are you saying churches, schools, and parents ought to rewrite the script to match the original?
Well, hey, I don't want to be Scrooge, but if the wise men are included as part of the Christmas play, we should still set the record straight so kids grow up knowing we can trust the Bible. If they find out later, and no one told them, they may start to question the whole account. The Christmas story is true. That's why you can visit Bethlehem, Nazareth, Jerusalem today, and we should never tell kids any Bible story without underlining every Bible story is history.
And there's certainly no humbug in that. Check out reasonwhy.org, the website that Alec has put together, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.